Granny said it'll be good. You ain't gotta tell me twice. Tommy said we'll be good. You ain't gotta tell me twice. Spooky said we them ones, and I think it was right. Apologies to my lady for the time she told me twice.
Aren't you really supposed to know that feel it in your bones and own that I don't know. Then I had this interaction I've been thinking about for like 5 weeks. Wonder if he's thinking about it too and smiling. Wonder if he knows that that's been what's inspired me. Wonder if he's judging me like I am right now. I don't care. I'd rather tell the truth, than make it worse for you.
Give me a W.
W.
Give me an O.
No.
Give me an N.
No.
Close enough. Give me a Y.
No.
That was weird. Anyways, what does that spell? Seriously? You don't know? It's Wony, people. Wony. All right, there's no need to be so harsh about it. Everybody just needs to calm down. You're listening to WLNY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey everyone, welcome back and hope you had a restful break. Here's some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 20th, join the Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the reception desk. Also happening on Monday, join Activities Council for their seasonal arts and crafts event. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge. On Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a Transfer Talk Roundtable Conversation. This will be happening in the Welcome Center from 12 to 1 p.m. Lastly, on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a round of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, join SUNY Oneonta's Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Medication Take Back Day. This will be happening from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Fitz Lobby. Also happening on Wednesday, join the Global Education Office for Study Abroad Edition Trivia. This will be happening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their showing of Corpse Bride. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. Hope to see you there. On Friday, join Wony for our event Hallowony, featuring live bands like Coleslaw, The Witch, and Buffalo Joe and the Hobos. Costumes are encouraged. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for the return of Spooky Skate Jam. This will be happening from 1 to 9 p.m. on Water Street. Also happening on Saturday, join the GSA for Drag Ball. This will be happening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the ballroom. Lastly, on Sunday, join the Activities Council for a Halloween decorating party. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in Hunt Union. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and keep it locked.
but did I spell it?
I text while I walk to you. I tell you I'm here, and I wait by the door up the stairs, and I'm there. How was your day? Are you in pain still? I sit on the side of the couch in the cold, in the empty apartment you recently sold. Is that why I'm here? I've fallen in love with a feeling. I fell down a hole at the speed at which I grew not alone. Went back to the ladies. They kissed me for ages and left. I don't believe in leaning on me when I feel so incapable. We'll be right back.
like people only do things because they get paid. And that's just really sad.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Happy Halloween from WONY 90.9 FM Olean. Keep it locked.
I got it wrong.
Life for anyone to read it in.
the lead without restraint. The wrist, the flick of it, I move my hips, he sways with me. Can you ignore the pain, a vestige of our yesterday? I'll always find a way, don't worry about it, babe.
such thing as too much on my plate. Used to fight fire when you're running an empire. Cause I'm over the top and I'm under a lot of stress. I'm an empress, empress. I'm an empress, empress, empress. Can you see my weakness? I wear it like a crown.
Never seen.
killed the music, left me in ruins, wrapped up in quiet, poisoned with silence. You killed the music.
The sky home that I fell from, bail us out the bond, mask over my eyes just like a welder, tail spun out of binds, baptized in the fires of flawed failures. I tried to tell you, you never gonna get a rise out of a real one, tough like Ryan Spell, Orion size heavyweight titles on a Velsa, flying in on a wide eye at a maelstrom, wild side that I hail from. See you ain't moved in a while, ain't gonna lie, you probably should get your sales up. Time will tell who the hell won. Promise I don't know who assailed ya. Bear cubs, head up, voila, they probably do it for breadcrumbs, providing shelter. Dug well enough to find us some kind of wealth. Mining through my cell phone, the bottom started to melt some. I felt stuck. Still cut knives showing the shield up. Spill blood.
From this action, we see the priest's responsibility towards the congregation, plus towards the gods.
To hear you disown me, thought I was one to make you feel whole again. Rather not go and revisit the old me. Wish that I could still see us growing old again. Lately that vision been a richer, the road in a pen. I can't hold it against you, I've been holding it in. Can we hold it a minute?
WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to